Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
If you're of a certain age, getting to be that we've spent more years, or at least nearly as many in my case, watching baseball at American Family Field than at County Stadium. Do that math. Brewers celebrating 25 years in the ballpark, and all kinds of alumni are coming home for special events through the summer. Among them, a guy who delivered one of the biggest RBIs in Brewers history.
When I stepped to the plate, the whole game just slowed right down. I knew it was my moment. I felt the energy of the crowd.
Puts blood on the as a new sign from Blanco.
I knew he was going to come with that heater, and I couldn't let the 414 down.
Smash up the middle. Base hit to center. Here comes Gomez around third. A throw, and the Brewers win.
You know, from there, it was just a magical moment for everybody.
The Brewers are moving on. On a base hit by Niger Morgan.
T-plush Niger Morgan with that walk-off base knock that sent the Brewers to the NLCS in 2011. And Niger joins us live on Wisconsin's Morning News. My friend, what are you up to?
Oh, man, what's going on? You know how cool that is? Just being able to hear that and hear just you giving one of his famous calls. It's a beautiful moment. It still gives me the goosebumps and the chills. And, you know, just it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm just really super pumped. Super happy to get back. And yeah, man, I'm just living the dream just like everybody else, brother.
Niger, can I tell you, as a lifelong Brewers fan, as a kid who grew up here, the fact that that gives you chills, that makes me.
Awesome.
And it makes Brewers fans so happy because you so embraced our team and our community, not to mention you played pretty well here. But man, all of that it mattered to you that much matters to us.
I mean, for me, that's just what I do. You know, I trained hard. I prepared hard for just that moment. I had other moments like that, even when I was playing in the minor leagues. And I just knew that was my opportunity to shine. And basically, I made it happen. And now to this day, I still love that moment. Where was I? I think last month I was at the Waukesha sports show, the card show. And it was a so real moment because the fans that came up to me, they're older now, and they were coming to my, kept saying that basically, we remember that hit when we were probably 8 years old. Now they're probably 18, 19, 20 years old. And that meant so much, being able to come back to the 414 and just being able to hear, you know, just people just talk about that moment.
So, Niger, you're one of the many who are going to be in town for the Home Run Derby. Are you going to take part in the actual Derby?
Oh, most definitely. Nice. It'll be my only Home Run Derby I was able to participate in. So you already know I'm going to bring it.
you're younger than us, but, like, you know, as you get older, like, your body doesn't always react the same way when you do things. Are you
don't believe that. Nah, I'm not going to let the old man in. I mean, even though I'm 40, I'm 44, I'll be 45 in July 2nd, actually in a couple weeks. And yeah, man, I still feel healthy. I still feel like I was just, you know, like I was playing yesterday, even though I can't do it, but mentally, I definitely still have it.
Nice.
I keep my body in shape.
Yeah, so like, will you take some BP? Like, what are you going to do to prepare outside of being in shape? There's being in shape, and then there's taking 20, 30 cuts.
No. I'm going to have my softball stance, and all I'm trying to do is just rope everything into the seats. That's it.
Nice.
I mean, because I never had an opportunity to really do that. So, you know, now I can actually do it without getting criticized or anything. So now I can actually do something, have fun with it.
Niger Morgan is with us on Wisconsin's Morning News. Great Brewer, and going to be part of the alumni homecoming that's going on as we celebrate 25 years in then Miller Park and American Family Field. Ryan Braun, Carlos Gomez, Bill Hall, Corey Hart, Casey McGee, Eric Thames, just a few of the other names expected to join you. How good is it going to be to see some of those guys?
It's going to be absolutely amazing being able to see these guys. I saw Bronny last month, but the other guys, I haven't seen them since probably over 10 years. So for me, it's going to be something special, catch up, see what guys are up to, and just kind of just shoot the breeze, man.
Who's the biggest threat there for you? I'm wondering, is it Braun or is it somebody else?
Probably Thames.
Okay. Yeah.
Is he on? I don't know. I think, yeah, because and Prince. I think it's Prince coming.
I'm not positive if I saw Prince on the list. I'll peruse my list and see if I can confirm. But yeah, Eric Thames, that guy had arms like as big as your head.
Yeah. That guy's still, and I'm pretty sure he's still working out, so.
Of course, like, honestly, guys like that never stop working out, do they, Nigel?
Yeah, that's going to be my only threat.
Talking with Nigel Morgan here. So what about then Miller Park when you were in it, American Family Field now, as we call it, in terms of the other ballparks that you got to see, the cathedrals of the game? I know players who had this as their home stadium really love to play here.
Oh, most definitely. This was probably one of the best places I got to play in. I mean, besides, because you know why? It's something that you can be able to see the ball so well. In the summertime, when they open up the those back gates or the back windows back there, my goodness, the ball just jumps. It's something about there. You can just see the ball. You can feel the energy from the crowd. And for me, ever since I've always played, even when I was a visitor and came again and played in Milwaukee, I always had a good time playing here. So for me, it was basically home for me. And I'm glad that Doug Melvin, you know, he saw the opportunity to grab me and bring me over.
Nigel, we talked with Brewers manager Pat Murphy earlier this morning, and we were talking a little about the alumni coming through. And Murph really hopes that a lot of you all will take the time to visit the clubhouse, talk to the current players, and he hopes vice versa as well. You know, if some of those young kids come up to you and say, hey, man, what do I need to know? What's the big message that you want to impart on these young players?
Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the time. Even though you feel like it's going to be it lasts forever, but it really doesn't. Just enjoy the hard work that you've done to get to that position, to be in that position, and enjoy the camaraderie in the locker room. Enjoy the guys from Jason Schauger, who are in the back room, Tony, that are doing, you know, the little things, so we can go out there and go out there and entertain, enjoy the moment, enjoy flying around the country, sleeping in the best hotels, and enjoy being able to just be in that moment, because at the end of the day, you get older, and it's going to be over, and eventually, you know, those are the memories for me that I cherish, that I love, that and it can never be replaced. So for me, enjoy that time, and don't take everything so personal, and just go out there and just enjoy the moment.
Awesome. Man, that sounds like great advice for no matter what line of work you're in, right?
Absolutely.
Nigel Morgan with us this morning. Looking really forward to seeing you in mid-July, Nigel.
I can't wait to come back. See you guys soon. Plus, and I'm out.
He is out.
And we can confirm, by the way, Prince Fielder is the docket as well.
So among that cast of Brewers greats celebrating 25 years of Miller Park and American Family Field, the Derby is after that July 25th game, and that's a 3:10 Friday afternoon start against the Marlins. That'll Fans encouraged to come early.
Be cooking that day. That day will be great.
There are food deals as well in the ballpark. Yep. Not that you need them at that point, because there are going to be autographs and other opportunities before the game. So 3:10 start against the Marlins July 25th.
Now he's back in. Puts glove on knee as a new sign from Blanco. He's ready and delivers. Morgan, a smash up the middle. Base hit the